All right, welcome to this edition of The Buzz by After the Buzzer Sports. Got Ryan here on mic one, and I'm here with John on mic two today.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on? We are here talking about the NBA All-Star Weekend that just passed.
Fun weekend.
Definitely liked it. Pretty interesting, Kobe's last All-Star game, but, I mean, we got to talk about the dunk contest because definitely some controversy surrounding that. What do you think?
I thought absolutely blew expectations out of the water. I mean, just talking about during Saturday, people were talking about how the three-point contest, which, I mean, the three-point's a great part of the game, but how that's kind of taking over the dunk contest, which back like 15, 20 years ago, it was the best part of All-Star Weekend, and there was so much hype, and I think they finally brought it back.
Yeah, this was the best dunk contest in recent history, I think.
Oh, with that.
As, you know, especially kids our age that are going to be watching. I gotta say, though, I wouldn't give Zach LaVine, if I had to grade him, I'd give him an A. I wouldn't give him an A+. I'd give Aaron Gordon the A+, because I feel like Gordon kind of got screwed over there in that final.
It was just, they both did a great job. The athleticism they were showing was ridiculous, but some of the two dunks when Aaron Gordon jumped over the mascot, he just got so high in the air. We've never seen something like that.
See,
like when he jumped over the mascot and went under both his legs, he was literally sitting in the air with his head at the rim. We've never seen that.
Yeah, no, I have to say, like, I'm blaming the NBA for this because Zach LaVine is a repeat winner. I think they just wanted a repeat winner because they were grading him so easy on the dunk contest. Not that his dunks were hard, they were good. But he was doing almost the same thing as Aaron Gordon, and Aaron Gordon was doing it with the dramatics. He had the mascot spinning on a hoverboard, so not only did he have to get the dunk down one-handed, yeah. I believe he did it with the left hand.
I think
he also had to get the timing down, and he had the flair.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're giving that guy a 50, LaVine ended up doing a very similar dunk, but he didn't have that. I'd give him like a 47, 48 because he had the dunk, but he didn't have the dramatics around the dunk.
I see what you mean, and I feel like it's kind of unfortunate for Gordon because I can see what you mean by he kind of got robbed of it a little bit, as some people are saying, but, and that's what I was thinking a lot at first, but now I'm more seeing of it as they both did insane dunks. I think they're pretty, almost every dunk they both did was worth a 50, but it's just a matter of whether a 50 is, like.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's on the judges. It's not on Zach LaVine. His dunks were still sick. But if you're going to give someone a 50, it needs to be a perfect dunk. Perfect dunk, I'll give you a 9.
Yeah.
If you include, just like they do it in the Olympics with gymnastics, the degree of difficulty plays a factor.
Adding flair to it.
Yeah. So if you up the degree of difficulty like Zach LaVine did by having a person there, then you get Aaron Gordon. Then you get that 10.
Yeah,
you don't get that 10 just from doing the dunk. So,
that is true. The 360, the one when Aaron Gordon grabbed it out of the mascot's hand, Zach LaVine's dunk right after that, you're right, it was very similar. It just kind of took away the timing and took away a lot of the degree of difficulty.
Exactly, yeah. So I got to say that just
not similar that, dunk, just less
dunk. And then when they had to do the dunk off, don't get me wrong, that's not where I have a problem because Aaron Gordon kind of struggled there, and he did do a sick dunk, but it was kind of easy, his last one. You remember when he put the ball down below his legs, over his head?
I thought that was, it did seem a little bit easier than some of the other dunks they were doing.
Still impressive.
I thought it was ridiculously impressive. And one of the craziest parts was that once they went into that, almost like the overtime for the final, they had nothing else on their mind. Like,
exactly,
all the
exactly.
dunks they had thought of, they had already done. They just had to come up with things on their head. Like
the
one when Aaron Gordon had the alley-oop from Elfrid Payton off the side of the backboard.
Yeah.
He said he didn't even know what he was going to do before that. He just called his teammate out, and he said those are the types of dunks they've been doing like after games and stuff, just like practicing, goofing around, and it was just something he remembered. And he went out there and did it, and almost won in the dunk contest.
I know. I didn't have a problem with the playoff because LaVine definitely won that playoff or the dunk off.
Yeah.
But it was just – it should have been over before that. I think Aaron Gordon got screwed out of that. But not the dunk contest. We got to mention Will Barton. The kid didn't even get a dunk down. What was he doing there? I do think – wasn't he a fill-in – was he a fill-in for somebody that didn't get there?
I think he was.
Yeah. All right, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. But, I mean, oh, and yeah, the judges, this is what really set me off, dude. The judges gave him a 30, and he didn't even put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you give him a 30, and then Shaq gave someone a 9 later on because it wasn't perfect?
Yeah,
so you're going to give the guy a 6 for not even getting a dunk in, but you're going to take all. You got.
I don't know how you get any.
You got to be consistent, Shaq. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing? All right, let's talk. Let's talk All-Star Game instead of dunk contest. You could call it a shootout.
Yeah, a lot of scoring.
So you like the MVP? They picked Westbrook. Do you like that? I feel like he flew under the radar.
I liked it. I mean, I think as time has gone by, I've just enjoyed watching Westbrook more and more just because he's
matured a little bit.
He's matured and he's unlike anything we've ever seen. Like, for his size and his quickness, we've never seen somebody attack the rim with such. He's so vicious, and he's just always going to dunk, trying to rip the rim down. It's such a fun game style to watch, and it's something we haven't seen before.
How about but I felt like Paul George should have won the MVP there.
Yeah,
and I feel like you got a pretty fair argument with that.
Tough to not give it to someone on the winning team, though. I mean, Paul George did have a great game, but it's always tough to do that.
I feel you think if Paul George got the scoring record, they would have given him MVP.
I think it would have been tough not to.
I think they absolutely
did. You see how they were?
And I didn't like that by Popovich. I didn't like that.
Did you what? How they were double teaming him towards the end?
He had to hit one more. He had to hit one more bucket to get the record, if I'm correct. And they start double covering him, doing like a 3-guy zone, 2 guys block Paul George so he can't touch the ball. Come on, the guy's earned it. The guy's earned it all game. Don't put one guy on him. Don't do that.
I can understand that, but it's just. I mean, you don't see it throughout the whole game because it's an All-Star game and it seems like it's all about fun. But when it comes down to it, a lot of these players, the sole like reason behind them playing basketball is the competitive spirit and the competitive nature when the game's getting late. And I know it was a blowout, but that's just one of those things where you're not going to let someone say they did something against you, or you're not going to let them.
No, but it wasn't about that. It was about the record. Like, they literally just didn't want him to get the record. They wanted to uphold.
They can't let him get it, though.
No, I'm not saying let him get it, but why would you double cover him? At least let him touch the ball. Contest the shot. Don't get me wrong. Contest the shot. But you're not even letting him touch the ball. That's kind of scummy.
Yeah. Putting two defenders on him.
Let's bring it to format, all right? The NHL had a humongous success changing the format of their All-Star game. There's 4 divisions in the NHL, if you don't know. So what they did was they played 3-on-3 because that's been such a hit in overtime. So each division got a team, and they played a 3v3 tournament. And the winning team got a check for, I think it was 10 mil they split. So there was an incentive. You think the NBA should take on something like that? Because that would make it competitive.
I think they should take on something like that. But they need to find the right incentive because, like in baseball, how the winner gets a home field advantage in the World Series, there's some incentive, but if they're forcing an incentive, I don't think it's going to change anything because now the All-Star game is known as players go there and they have a lot of fun and we see these great players playing with each other. And if there's some sort of forced incentive, I don't think it'll change anything. But if they can somehow come up with some advantage they get for winning that or something the players get from winning that, I think it would definitely increase the competition and make the game better.
So like if you did this, because you don't, there's only 5 guys on the court at a time, so I feel like it would work great in the NBA without changing the style of the game. What if you did like a college game, you did 15-minute halves, 5-on-5, and each division had a team. So you played a 30-minute game for the first round, and then the championship game you played again for the final, and then that team split a $10 million check. I think that's a pretty sweet incentive for them.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. They definitely should be open to.
Or you could do a draft if you don't want to split it by division. What if they did a fantasy draft like the NFL?
I think a draft would be real cool. That it would be on one half. It would be really cool to see like if they like with the NFL how they have 2 retired players. It'd be cool maybe if they did something like that.
Yep.
And they pick teams, or if just the best player, the 2 best players, they were captains of a team. I think that'd be really cool to see them draft a team among the players that they're playing with and kind of see
how about this? How about you take Shaq, Chris Webber, Kenny the Jet Smith, and who's a 4th we could throw
Charles
in there?
Barkley.
Charles Barkley. And they each draft a team, and then they're playing to split a $10 million check.
I think that'd be cool.
That's an incentive right there. That'd be competitive. That'd be fun. And you know that panel of guys, if they were coaching teams, You know they'd be talking smack, dude.
That'd be an awesome event. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay, so where do we go from here? What's left on the table? Kobe?
Three-point contest. It was lights out. What a show.
How about Kevin Hart with the upset?
That was interesting. I couldn't even believe, where did that come from? Draymond Green versus Kevin Hart?
Yeah, it was just, I wasn't really paying attention, and I just saw that.
The other one?
And I saw, I didn't get why Kevin Hart won, but Green got a trophy.
No, they said it was because, like, they said Kevin Hart's last shot, they didn't count him shooting it before the buzzer. So, like, technically he should have won, but it was after the buzzer.
Hey, I was about to make that joke. After the buzzer. You beat me to it.
But, yeah, the three-point contest coming down to the Splash Brothers again, that wasn't much of a surprise.
I've got to give a shout-out to JT Jordan Tennant. I did say that a Golden State Warrior would win the contest, and they did. So, $5 coming my way.
And unfortunately, I'm sending $10 to my friend Billy Lynch. He had his money on Klay Thompson. I had it on Steph, so that was an unfortunate loss for me.
All right. That pretty much wraps it up. We covered the All-Star Weekend. We love your comments, concerns, questions, suggestions, anything. Just hit us up on Twitter at @after_thebuzzer. And check out the website, all our articles on www.afterthebuzzersports.com. We look forward to talking to you guys next time.